Good morning. All praises is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is so amazing. And every day is such a blessing. And I'm constantly being shocked. I'm constantly being surprised. Although I am the stunner, and I am shocking the world, and will be shocking the world momentarily, Allah has been shocking me and surprising me. Now, today is the 25th, and by it being the 25th, this will be the final exhortation. I just did one complete year of exhortation. Every day there was a message or two or three from the house of David, and today we finish it up. And I want to finish it up with something special. I want to go through a song by Jay-Z. Now, first of all, let's go to the album cover of Jay-Z. Jay-Z is a picture of me. Jay-Z is considered the god of rap. Al-Mahdi is considered the god of the Bible. He is the father. Jay-Z has the record label entitled Rockefella Records. And I am actually that Rockefella that fell from heaven in 1982. Now, Jay-Z is my son. Beyonce is my daughter. Rihanna is my daughter. They all singing about me. I'm the man walking around with the halo. Okay? I have the halo. And as you can see, the Last Witness has a halo as well. Why? Because she has Al-Mahdi. And I am that halo. Okay? Now, look at this on the run. This is a picture of the last two witnesses. Now let's look at this album cover right here. This is so significant. You can't catch it. You're looking at this picture and you're like, okay, what is this all about? This is a picture of the last two witnesses. They were white. But they came to this earth and they took upon clay, and they're black because of the sins of the people. Just like the original cobblestone that was whiter than milk, then it became black because of the sins of the sons of Adam. This is exactly the same thing with Al-Mahdi. The last two witnesses, we are one. Now look at the head. Why is the head so significant in this picture, in both of them? Because this is the man that looks like Jay-Z, Daquan, the man with the raisin head, the man with the little raisin head, okay? Why? Because we always been, and I am the man that's going to raise up the 12 tribes of Israel. This sculpture is a picture of the original Adam and Eve. That's not the original Adam and Eve that was on earth. This is the original Adam and Eve that was in heaven, who never dropped the ball. Dropped the ball, and we are here. We are the last two witnesses. So the hair is symbolic of chief. According to the Hadith, let's get it. Let's get it. Your prophet said, listen and obey your chief, even if he's an Ethiopian. Now that's a metaphor, and I'll explain it in a minute.
with a head like a raisin, with a head like a raisin, with a head like a raisin. I'm that guy. And that's why Jay-Z, in real life, he's not one of those guys that's got a big head. He's a picture of me. This is a picture of me and the last witness. She's from Mexico. Okay, so she's golden looking. She's brown. This is the black and the brown. And the flag represents the original president of the world. Okay, that's me. The stars is going into the halo. The gold is going into Allah saving the best for last. All right. Now let's play the song and let's go through the lyrics. That's what we should do. Because the spirit of prophecy is on the music. My spirit of prophecy is on the music. If you listen to the rhythm of this music, these are two people who know they have to die and they celebrate and they having the best life before it's time to die. That's the rhythm of this song. And that's a picture of the last two witnesses. Notice it's J-Z because I am the A-Z. I am the Alpha and Omega of the prophets. And then it's part two. Because it's toe. Inside two, you have toe. And if you go to Daniel 2 and 34, it proves that this nation is mine. Okay? And in 2034, I die, and Al-Mahdi and the last witness, which is a woman, will be the first to raise from the dead. That's why we love calling, I rather love calling the last witness Rose. I like calling her Rose because that's exactly what she's going to do. She's going to arose from the dead, okay? She's going to be the first one. She's going to rise first along with me because we both are one, all right? And that's inside the toe because if you look in that scripture in Daniel 2:34, the toe of clay breaks in pieces. In a third and the 34th verse. And it happened to me this year. I broke my third and fourth metatarsal, got a hairline crack in them. Okay, it's a sign of the end, it's the sign of judgment. 2034, it goes down. Now let's listen to these lyrics. Because we die together. Me and her die together. That's why he said the deuces. Okay? This is the deuces. It goes down. Oh, it goes down. It goes down right here in the house of David. Okay? Now let's keep it going.
Even loving you is a crime. Tell me why I bring out the best in you.
Because what this last witness is going to have to do is not going to be culturally correct at all. It's not going to be culturally correct. Matching tats. That's what me and her both have, okay? She didn't know blindly, okay, about her tattoo. But our tattoos is signs of the end. And I actually have the date on mine, okay? And there's further information on her tattoo that you ain't ready for yet, okay? But the matching tats is going into see his wrist. See her wrist, okay? And my wrist is all over my YouTube channel, okay? You can find it in my videos and my shorts, okay? It's no secret. It's no secret. Al Maddie has woke up. I am here. I am Al Maddie, the almighty Lamonti, the mountain that came down here to judge the lie. Allah has no sons. And Eve is down here. Get it? Heaven, the heaven had to quake too. The heavens had to come down here too. And here you see a picture of her on the screen. And she is seen in Beyonce. Okay? And that's why her name is B. See, this is going into the Bilal, the B. Al Maddie is seen in the life of Bilal. And Beyonce is a picture of Miss Bilal, Miss B. Why? Because me and her is who the Muslims been praying to this whole time. Israel and all religion has been praying to Al Mahdi and the mother this whole time. Okay? We are the high priest of heaven. That's why we will clean up the earth. That's why we will be resurrected first. The last two witnesses. Now, we aren't the only witnesses. Everyone in my house is a witness. But we are the last two. It will come down to the last two. All right? And it goes down. It goes down. Let's keep it going. And I do have an outlaw chick. See? Outlaw, why? Because we have to rewrite the law. Okay? We have an eraser. We have an eraser. The law has to be reestablished. And I have to complete the Quran. That's why she's an outlaw chick. She's a Sarah. You get it? A Surah. A chapter, okay? Before there ever was anybody, it was me and her, and we were praying to Allah. Islam is Lamonti's, it's our religion, okay? Quan, our name is on the cover. I'm the Quan. My name is on the cover. I'm the Imam. You a Muslim because you named after me, Al Mahdi, okay? And the world has yet to experience the knowledge that's in the Bible. And this stuff is seen all through the Bible. That's why we have Deborah. That's the reason why Jacob had a daughter by the name of Dinah. Okay? She was a superior chick. Same thing with Tamar. David had a daughter by the name of Tamar. She was a royal chick. Absalom, David's son, had a daughter by the name of Tamar. Everybody wanted to be with Tamar. Braxton was a picture of the last witness. This woman is seen all through the Bible. okay? We got a book called Ruth. Who you think that's really named after? You really think that's named after a Moabite woman? No, there's an original Ruth. And inside truth is Ruth. Okay? And that is the last witness. Y'all failed to give her the honor, okay, she deserves. If you honored the prophet Muhammad, how much more should you honor his mother? If you honored the prophet Isa, how much more should you honor his mother? 10 times more, we hear. Al-Mahdi is here and we won.
Rings come off and things ring off. My nails get dirty. My past ain't pretty. My lady is my Mercedes. My baby.
He said his lady is perfect. Why? Because me and her both origins is from heaven. We're heirs. We are the heirs of the world. Allah is Lord of the worlds, and we are the heirs of the world. Allah created the world through us. We are the us and the we and all of those statements. And we fashioned you from clay. Wake up.
My harder than a lot of you niggas. Keep it 100, hit the lottery niggas. You ain't about that life and got a lot of me nigga. You know it's to the death, I hope it's I be the niggas. Cross the line, speak about mine. I'm awake, this tech, I'm a geek about mine. Touch a nigga where it's rib back. I click clack, put your motherfucking wig back. I did that, I've been wildin' since the juvie. She was a good girl till she knew me. Now she's in the drop, bustin' you, we screamin'.
That boy said, I've been wilding since a juvie. He's basically saying, I've been here since the beginning. Okay? Since the beginning. All right? Before there was a beginning, I was there. That's exactly what he's saying in that song. And he's saying, my girl is the same thing. She is the equivalent. She's been there. She's perfect. She's harder than y'all. Okay? This is what this is all going into. Me and her both have watches, and we are indestructible for 9 years. That's what he means when Jay-Z says, my baby mama harder than a lot of you niggas, because you can't harm her for 9 years. Or me. That's the reason why, if you look up Octane the Hood Apostle, most of my music, all I'm talking about is me being unstoppable, raising up an army, the prophet Isa coming, returning. That's what my music is about. Raising up the tribes of Israel from my loins. I'm singing about raising up the tribes of Israel. Why? Because I have the raisin head. Why? Because I'm the prophet like Moses. The prophet like Moses. For it says in Deuteronomy 18. That I will raise up for you a prophet like Moses. Why raise up? Because he has to have this thing right here. He has to have the raisin head. You got to have the raisin head. And the raisin head, man, is chief. And I've already pulled that hadith. There's also a hadith that tells us that a skinny black man is going to take apart the Kaaba. It says it right here. Your prophet said, as if I were looking at him, he will be a black person with thin legs plucking the stones of the Kaaba one after another. Now, play no games. Look at my black thin legs. Okay? I got thin black legs. Thin black legs. Just like I got thin arms. Okay? I am the ram. Okay, now I'm going to encourage you, brothers. I encourage you, brothers, to stop playing games. Okay. Stop playing games. Al-Mahdi has a halo. Al-Mahdi has a clock. You see that? That dude's head is my halo. Okay, that's Jerome Bettis. Right there in Indiana. Look at his hand being my halo. Look at the yellows always on me. You see the light is always on me? You see that? Yellow. Yellow, his hands being my halo. All right, it goes down. Now I encourage you, brothers, to wake up. These people are my chosen sons and daughters. They've been singing my music, singing my ark. My bird is here, okay? My bird is about the land. We finna be so successful. Me and the last witness, our ministry is gonna be like McDonald's. So successful everywhere. Blowing up, okay? And a white lady told me that in a Mexican restaurant with my wife in Indiana. And this was about in 2016. She's seen it. My ark is here. Okay? My ark is here. I'm here to usher in a golden age. Okay? I am the messianic deliverer who will fill the earth with justice and equity and restore true religion and usher in a short golden age. And because I have the revelation to complete the Quran, it's not seven, it's not eight, it's going to be 9 years before the world ends. 2034. Assalamu alaikum to my brothers and sisters in the real truth.